Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
It's the Burt Show phone scam and all the hits, Q100.
Hello?
Looking for Scott Nimrod, please.
That's me.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm real good.
Good. Hey, this is Burt Hobby calling from the corporate office.
Oh, yeah.
Going over your application, the information you submitted, the notes from your interview and whatnot.
Terrific.
And I want to talk to you about a position with our company.
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Bert.
Hi.
Here's the dealio. I know you were looking for something along the lines of management. And it isn't for lack of qualification that we're not going to be able to offer you a management position. But that's the bad news. I have some good news. We've got a new corporate initiative.
Right.
And we would love for you to head that initiative up at one of our Atlanta area stores.
Well, great. What does it entail?
We are going to start greeting customers when they come through the doors.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have a whole manager and a whole staff, and they're going to be the greeters, and they essentially going to know everything there is to know about the store. You're going to know a little bit about every single product. You might not be able to go into, you know, super details about like a digital camera or a hard drive and a particular laptop or the rating of a DVD, but you'll at least be able to tell them ballpark about the choices they have here in the store, okay?
Got it. I don't have to wear a funny costume or anything, do I?
No, not at all. You'll be at the door and you'll be wearing this, you know, standard whatnot. You'll have a name tag on. What we want to do, though, is to set us apart. I mean, obviously, there's dozens of home electronics stores out there to set us apart. What I want to have us do here is when the customer comes in the store, I'd love them to be greeted with a song.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to make our greetings person, greetings manager, which is what we're talking to you about right now, responsible for writing a song.
And how often would I have to come up with a song?
Well, every customer gets a song, and we'd want to rotate it about 2-3 times a week, you know, so that every...
And I'd also be singing it with some of the staff, is that...
Well, you would train the other greeting staff, but you'd be the principal, you'd be the main singer of it.
And
you would be the lyricist. You'd have to come up with the lyrics, and if it, you know, certainly no musical instrument is required, but if you're skilled with a harmonica or something, you know, or a guitar, go ahead, get to Rome, whatever, break it out, you know?
And I guess I'd be getting directives from the manager about what I should be, kind of like singing about. I mean, what's on sale or what's, you know, being offered.
Got
to keep on top of that, right?
What I would like you to do now is I'm going to call you back in 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to have a song ready for me.
Okie doke.
All right.
I'll give it a shot. Thanks.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye. Hello?
Scotty.
Yeah.
What's up?
I got something for you.
I am ready.
Okay. Now, if I had a little more time, I think it would even be better. But I think this is pretty good for the amount of time I was given.
Do you mind if I put you on speakerphone? I want everybody to be able to hear this.
Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead.
Welcome today to Edith Snickers. Deals we have are all very pretty. Cameras and phones and DVDs. The stuff we have is sure to please. Shop around and stay a while. If you have a question, we'll help with a smile. Enjoy your stay at Edith Snickers today.
I like it.
Yeah?
Could I hear it one more time and have you really belt it out with feeling? Like, let's say it's a Saturday afternoon and this is our prime time. This is when, this is it. I have just walked in to see this, Snickers. What do I hear?
Welcome today to see this, Snickers. Deals we have are oh so pretty. Cameras and phones and DVDs. The stuff we have is sure to please. Shop around, stay a while. If you have a question, we'll help with a smile. Enjoy your stay at the Snickers today. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you ever sung on the radio?
No.
Never?
Nope.
All right. Well, that was very good, and I've got two pieces of news for you. One is the bad news. I've got zero to do with that store. I don't make any hiring decisions. And the second is you have sung on the radio. As a matter of fact, you have twice now in the past 5 minutes. This is actually Jeff with the Burt Show.
At
all the hits, Q100, and you've just been phone scammed?
This is so weird because I did get a call on my answering machine saying that the Snickers called, and I was going to call them back, and then I got you guys called in.
Right.
So I thought that's what it was all about.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it all comes down to timing and the assistance of somebody called Eric, who is your roommate. So you can thank him for this and sing to him all night long.
Fabulous. Well, thanks a lot. This is really crazy.
We will scam you.
The Burt Show.
How are you today, Father Bailey?
I'm great, man. I mean, it is early as I don't know what,
I know,
bro.
Right?
I mean, good God Almighty.
We usually bring you in between 6:30 and 7.
Yeah, you know, but you know, coming up this early reminds me when I'm in Rome, man, waiting for the Pope. I mean, this is unbelievable, man.
It's a stupid hour. Like, every now and then I will get up. The alarm will go off at 3:30, and I've told these guys this before, where I will look at the clock, and I will just say, this is a stupid. This is just dumb to be this up this early in the morning.
You say that every now and again?
Like every other day.
Yeah. Every day.
I was at a party last night, right? And, you know, we were just getting it crunked up and everything, having fun, you know, with church folks. That's how we do. And the funny thing about it is, I'm looking at my clock, and it's like 10 o'clock. I'm thinking, man, I got to be at the Burt Show at 6. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, my pastor's still hanging around, and everybody else still chilling out. I'm like, man, we got to bounce, bro. I mean, I got to be at the studio at 6 o'clock. So I get to my room. I set my alarm. I set, like, all my alarms. I had, like, 7 alarms. And I set them all over my room, all over my suite for different times so I can make sure I get up. I got up at 3:30, and I could not go back to bed. And I know this afternoon is going to be hectic, man. It's going to be nothing nice, but it's okay.
You're going to hit the wall about, I'll tell you your future, you're going to hit the wall about 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, bro?
Yeah.
12 noon.
I'm giving you 3 hours. And then people are talking to you, and you can hear the words, and you can feel the vibrations in your ear, but you will just shut down.
It's like Charlie Brown. Whoop, whoop,
right.
Whoop, 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 whoop,
exactly.
Whoop.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, say the drama for your mama, baby.
Hey, y'all need to go to the website and check out the article that we linked over to, because Father Bailey, big article in the New York Times about Father Bailey last week.
That's crazy. Did everybody know?
I told y'all the action figure's coming out. I told y'all that. I told y'all be on alert. The action figures are coming out.
Mattel's already in talks with you, aren't they?
I tell you, man, Hot Wheels, Father Mobile car and everything.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, man, the whole line.
You're getting ready to blow up, dude. I'm telling you.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. And I even told them to make action figures for you all as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So they'll be here, you know, probably this afternoon to talk to you all, man.
They wouldn't
all
even have to waste a lot of plastic on me. I'm
No, bro.
This is what the New York Times, just the first paragraph, says about Father Bailey. Just as the sun started to burn through the smog on a recent Monday morning, the Reverend Ricardo Xavier Zatwan Bailey, is that right?
Zatwan, bro.
Zatwan, sorry, yeah. That was really white, wasn't it?
Soul in there, man.
a priest at a Holy Spirit Roman Catholic Church here loosened his collar, slipped on his headphones, and rolled up to a radio studio microphone. Yes, party people, it's Father Ricardo Bailey coming to you live and hardcore from the Basilica at Q100. Sandwiched between songs by the likes of Trick Daddy and the Pussycat Dolls, Father Bailey has a weekly gig on one of the most popular morning shows in Atlanta, The Burt Show.
Woo!
Yeah, where he has been introduced to listeners as Father Crunk. And that's in the New York Times, and that's just where it starts.
But you know what, man? I never heard Trick Daddy on this radio station.
No, we play some Trick Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Trick Daddy,
oh, yeah.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Daddy.
Yeah, on the Burt Show, though?
No.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Well, you haven't heard a lot of music, period, on the Burt Show. Congratulations on the article.
Well, thank you very much. And like I said before, I don't take this all lightly. I mean, I'm very humbled by the whole thing, but at the same time, I look at it as a wonderful means of showing people a different aspect of the priesthood, that priests are human too, but most of all that, you know, we have fun. And I thank you all for affording me the opportunity. It's been a wonderful, wonderful chance.
Father Bailey joins us every week, and he takes a look at Hollywood, and he tells us, look, and I know there's a lot of freaky stuff going on there, but you got to learn from it, watch it, listen to it, because a lot of it we can learn from, and we can apply it to the Bible.
Have mercy.
Sanctified.
God must be glorified. Hey, Bert, do I go
now? You're ready.
Oh, okay, my fault.
I'm ready. You're ready. Do it.
All right, man. Well, today we're going to talk about David Hasselhoff, and you can find it on the Q100 Entertainment Buzz, and it says, Hasselhoff defends crying on American Idol. David Hasselhoff is defending the moment he was caught on camera crying during the final episode of American Idol. This dude needs help. However, the Hoff was in the audience watching finalists Catherine McPhee and Taylor Hicks face off for the title and was overcome with emotion when the winner was announced. Now, he refuses to feel embarrassed by a sentimental display and insists if politicians could show some love and warmth like him, the world would be a better place. And you know what? I can't hate on David because he's absolutely right. So the title of my talk today is Don't Be a Hater If I Cry. Oh, yes. Good morning, Atlanta. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. It's your boy, Father Ricardo Bailey, coming at y'all live and funky fresh in the AM. Oh, yes. Once again, it's on from Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Q100. And it seems that we're going to talk about the topic of David Hasselhoff this morning. And as you all heard me say, the man cried on American Idol. And you know what? If that's what you want to do, God bless him. Now, I must admit, I haven't seen much going on in Hollywood that really interests me. But I imagine that this is a very good story, especially in the month of June, when we had the chance a couple of weeks ago to remember those special men in our lives. I give a special shout out to all the fellas who are doing what they need to do and what they're supposed to do, most especially in treating the ladies and the children right and the way that they are supposed to be treated. Now, if you look in the Bible, I believe you can find numerous passages in which men cry. For instance, you can look from Genesis to Revelation and find many, many passages in which you can find people in the Bible crying. We can even see Jesus, the Son of God, crying several times about notably the death of his friend Lazarus. I believe that crying is a very important aspect of the lives that we live because it reminds us that no matter how much we think that we are totally in control of our emotions, we can face moments and situations that can be, at times, a little too overwhelming for us to deal with. However, Hasselhoff is right. There's nothing wrong with crying at all. I mean, we don't want folks to walk around like the Charlie Brown character with the black crowd over their head all the time. But a good cry isn't a bad thing. And fellas, listen to a priest. Women love a sensitive man. I ain't telling you to compromise anything about yourself, but just think about it. Game recognized game, player. On the serious tip, there are many reasons and circumstances that can touch the emotions that we hold inside. And let me share with you some of the things that trigger my emotions that really make me cry. First of all, smelly armpits. People who stink make me cry because I really feel for them. I say, baby, have you taken a bath today? Use some soap or something like that. People with bad breath make me cry. Most especially when they're the folks who always want to be in your face to talk about stuff. Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about. I remember when I was in college, there was this colleague of mine whose breath smelled so bad that I got a headache and I was crying because she messed up my day. And folks, can I give it up for the funky feet? Funky feet makes me cry. Lord, help us all. You know the folks in Atlanta. It seems they need to invest in Glade and plug it in, plug it in. Lord, there's nothing in the world as bad as a pair of funky feet. For me, that is worse than the iPod from hell. Get some foot spray or some baking soda and sprinkle it, baby. Those were just a couple examples that can make this priest cry. But when you read the article from the Entertainment Buzz, you can see why David Hasselhoff cried. And it was because he was caught up in the moment and he understood that there are some events and some things that can really touch our souls. Billy Songwalker wrote an old song that said, there are sad songs that can make you cry. That's from Billy Ocean, y'all. Forgive me, it's early in the morning. Now, Atlanta, I'm not saying for you to go into work being an emotional mess, but it is a blessing to know that tears can be a real gift. I can remember when I was ordained to the priesthood in June of 2003. The priest who placed my priestly vestments on me was a hardcore priest from Italy who worked in the African-American Catholic community of this archdiocese. I'm talking about Monsignor Frank Giusta. He came to the cathedral to vest me in my vestments, and he was crying like he lost his big toe. But I understood why he was crying, and the reason did not hit me until later. It is always an honor for a priest to vest another priest on the day of his ordination to the priesthood, because you are the first man in many ways to touch that guy's life. And I didn't know that in my own parish, I was the first man to become a priest, and that was a very emotional event. That was the case with me. I was the first priest in almost 95 years that came from my parish of Our Lady of Lourdes in downtown Atlanta. And that was really a very special moment. So don't think that there's anything wrong with crying at all. I cried when I didn't have the chance to meet Bert from the Music Off, man.
All right, it's going to get serious now.
Here we go.
Mariah Carey, bro. I cried when I couldn't meet her, man. You know, she is so, so fine, bro.
I got no love.
All right, man.
I can't agree with that.
Bert, you got to hook a brother up. But I do want you all to know that you still can be fly if you got to cry. That's right, Atlanta. Don't be a hater if I cry. Therefore, Atlanta, Jesus did it. He wept over Jerusalem and over the death of his friend Lazarus. There cannot be any shame in your gizang. My tizam is up. I got the bizounce. But before I go, let me give a shout out to all the young professionals of the Holy Spirit Catholic Church, the Auxiliary of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, a.k.a. the Cape Princesses. All these women are fine, bro. You know what I'm saying? And my good friend Captain Ed Kavikas and Officer Joe Villafane, both working at the Metro Atlanta airports, doing their things and keeping everybody safe. So I'm out of Atlanta. I love you all. Thank you for the opportunity. Remember, don't be a hater if you gotta cry. I'm out. Players, play on. Love you all. God bless you. Take care, and I'll see you next time.
Great job, Father Bailey.
Amen.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, getting back to motivation by nauseation, we were looking for a very specific person and specific couple, and I think we found them.
Yeah, I mean, we asked people, if you are trying to lose weight, if you're kind of self-conscious about the way you look, but you're with someone, husband or wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, who is just not very supportive of you and making it hard on you, we wanted to help you out and then kind of punish them for not being too nice to you. So we came up with humiliation. Motivation by nauseation, humiliation for them too, where we are going to help someone lose weight. And for every pound you lose, your partner who has been mean to you has to ride Goliath for each pound you lose. So if you lose 30 pounds by Labor Day, by the end of the summer, then your partner has to ride Goliath 30 straight times. And that's, you know, why they are kind of getting punished for not being supportive of you.
And we got a lot of calls and a lot of email from women saying that, God, my husband or my boyfriend is just so on me, you know, that it makes me not want to diet because he's so crazy about how I look. So I just don't diet. But then we got a call here from Sean who was just the opposite. Like, he's put some pounds on since they got married, and it's his wife that is all over him. And this is a little bit of the call that we took from him weeks ago.
Something that she says to me is just, like, way over the top. And the reason it's over the top is because she says it in front of our friends and even in front of our children. Every time I wear, like, a bright-colored shirt, she'll say that I look like the Mr. Cool man from the commercial. Yeah, which is, and she thinks it's funny. She thinks, like, she's motivating me to lose weight by embarrassing me in front of people, but obviously it hasn't worked, but she continues to do it. Like, let's say if we're out and I see something, an outfit that I like or something like that, she'll say, and I'll say, oh yeah, I like that outfit. I'll open a box up on Christmas or my birthday, and it'll be that outfit, but in, like, two sizes too small.
Oh, no.
I was in the driveway last week showing my 8-year-old how to use a pogo stick, and She screamed out, "Tell Daddy to hop in one spot so we can strike oil." Good morning, Cindy.
I am really concerned about his weight, not only, you know, for health reasons, but just physical reasons. People, you know, try not to talk about, oh, you know, you should love him for who he is and blah, blah, blah. Well, he's not physically the same person I was, you know, he was 12 years ago. He's 100 pounds heavier, not 85. You know, that 85 was the last time he checked. And that does affect a marriage. And I don't think, you know, people want to hear that. They say, oh, but you should love him for who he is or what's on the inside. I never question what's on the inside. It's what's on the outside that I'm concerned with.
All right, so that was our initial conversation with him. Then a couple of weeks went by. We wanted to check in and see how things were going.
It's just been a week. I started with Delvet on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I started the nutritionist on Saturday.
Okay.
I've lost 8.5.
Oh, no.
Eight and a half
already?
Wow. It's only been 5 days.
8.5.
Each spin around glide is about 3 minutes. So that is almost a half hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, my fear here is that you've started off so well that you'll start to kind of slack off now because you're like, 8 pounds in 5 days. That's good. I'm doing great.
No, I don't think I'm going to lose 90 or anything like that. But it's a lot explained to me at the beginning that I'm going to lose weight rapidly and then I'm going to hit a plateau at some point. So I'm ready for that, but every day I wake up, I get on the scale, and the weight keeps coming off more and more and more. It helps me before I go to this workout.
That's great.
So what time of day are you working out? How are you fitting it into your schedule?
Well, luckily, I'm off for the summer, so my whole summer is dedicated to working out.
Nice.
So he's got the motivation going on. For sure he's got the motivation going on. Now, our fear was that she was going to start sabotaging him and stuff.
Right.
Like cooking meals that weren't good for him to put some of that 8 pounds back on or whatever. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you today?
I'm doing terrific.
Yeah?
Yep.
So has your wife been supportive since the last time that we had you on?
To be honest with you, she has been. She's been pretty supportive. There's been a couple of times that she's brought home some sweets and some tempting desserts, but for the most part, she's been pretty supportive.
That's good.
You've been strong?
I've been strong. I've been as strong as possible. It's tempting. I'm in New York right now.
Mm-hmm.
And New York is a very difficult food spot to be in.
Yeah, no doubt. So many great restaurants. So many smells.
Oh, those Philly, you know, cheesesteaks on the street and the pizzas places. Ooh.
It's like the old cartoons, you know, like when you just be walking down the street and that aroma finger would just go right into your nose. And you, like, you lose gravity and it just kind of like brings you into the restaurant. Yeah.
Right.
So the last time we talked to you, we're talking about 8.5 pounds in 5 days. Since then, how much weight have you lost?
Officially, right now, I'm at 11 and a half.
11
wow.
and a half.
Excellent, Sean.
That's great, dude. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
So now, are you still working out regularly with the trainer? How's your schedule going?
Oh, yeah. I'm only in New York for a week.
Uh-huh.
I've been working out with Ann Terry now. Like, the vet and I had, like, a scheduling conflict.
Okay.
I've been working out hard with Ann Terry Brown down in Body Sculptor.
That dude is, I mean, you talk about no mercy, man.
Really?
Yeah. Dolvet has a whole staff of guys, and each one of them is worse than the last one.
Yeah, my whole motivation right now is just to get big enough to beat him.
Seriously, right?
Right.
And how about the nutrition end of the whole thing?
Nutrition is going well. I'm used to the food. I found some meals that I can eat almost every day. I can prepare them quickly and stuff. And Alana's been there. Anytime I have a question about something that I want to eat, I email her and make sure that I can eat it. And it's been terrific.
But are you noticing?
It's harder than the working out.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, with the working out, I'll be honest with you, there's several days that I don't want to go, but I know all I have to do is drive down there, and when I get to the parking lot, you know, Aunt Terry's is on me, and I'm going to get a full hour's workout, but with the nutrition, I'm all by myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm forced to make the meals, prepare the meals, and just be, and it's more... I have to be self-motivated to do it.
Well, that's why, like you said, you're in New York. It's hard for people who travel
all the time because you're not necessarily in a place where you can make your own meals. Like you have to, you're usually on the go, especially if you're really busy. And I think that's why so many people get in this trap of not being able to eat right, you know?
Well, the truth of the matter is with Alana's plan, I'm not eating anything really that different than I ate before. It's just the spacing of the meal and just having a plan as to when I'm going to eat and what I'm going to put on and how much I'm going to eat and what I'm going to put on the food. It's really not having to find some like specialty or kangaroo spice or something like that.
Right.
So it's not that difficult to find something to eat. Mm-hmm. It's just being focused enough not to eat the stuff that I know I'm not allowed to eat.
Well, it's obviously working for you. 11 and a half pounds already. And if you do the math on it, that's over half an hour that Cindy now is going to have to ride Goliath.
Jeez.
Oh, she's going to be there for a day.
Over Labor Day.
Sean, I wanted to know, are you noticing a difference in the way that you look in the mirror? Are you noticing a difference in your clothes yet?
Yeah, what I was doing at first was I was only wearing sweatpants. just so because I wanted to see the results at the end of the summer. I had to wear a suit the other day, and I was just amazed that I had so much space in this suit already.
Great.
Nice.
The last time I put it on, it felt like scuba gear. And this time, I can fit it almost when I bought it. So there's a huge difference in my clothes.
Congratulations.
How invested has Cindy been? Is she, like, always asking you how much weight you've lost, or does she not want to know until the end of the summer?
I get on a scale every day, and I announce my weight throughout the house. At the beginning, I was walking on my own. I still have to walk / run on my own the 3 days that I'm not with all that, Terrius.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to go with me, and she went with me for about 3 days, and she fell off.
Really? So she knows how hard it is now.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, man. I mean, you were right on course here, so.
I'm glad we got to talk to you while you were in New York. Hopefully this conversation will give you motivation to make it through that week up there without stopping for one of those hot dogs on the street.
Yeah, I'm headed to the gym right now.
Are you awesome. Really? Good for you, man. Congratulations. That's awesome.
All right, thanks a lot.
Keep it up, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.